Good evening, everybody. Good evening for those who are watching Facebook, Twitter, all the social media. All right. Hallelujah. Last Wednesday, I got to speak for 2 hours tonight. All right. Oh, no. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'd rather be in the house of the Lord than the best hospital in the world. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, I'm going to speak about witnessing together. We've been in the subject of preparing ourselves together as we approach this Christmas season, and also trusting the Lord together. We're going to take the land unity of the Spirit and the body. Word last Sunday night is powerful, that if that unity of the Spirit and the bond of love continue to grow in us and not be broken by the enemy, this church is so powerful that we will be able to be the example to our city. It's kind of like the catalyst or the model for the growth and revival that's ahead of us. So it's exciting to be in these last days, because God either come back right away and take us, or he's still preparing us, the glorious church that he called us to be, without spot or wrinkle. Amen. And for the last weeks or months that I've been sharing with you the Word of God, I've been sharing the fear of the Lord, because according to Dr. Dana, the Word is repeated many times over, so it's great of importance and must study, live it, practice it. And so the fear of the Lord is very, very important. And so there's a lot of types of fear. The fear of debt, the fear of different types, and also there's a good types of fear, and also God has given us fear that we can be able to kind of like in such a way that we can avoid all the circumstances. When we see something that will harm us, that fear kicks in, adrenaline kicks in, and we'll be able to avoid that. And then last time I shared to you about the fear of the Lord is blessing to us. The blessing comes to a man when he fears the Lord. And the progression of that, as far as kingdom in 6 verses, is there for us to see that it starts with a man, the household, then the church, then the city, then our country, and the nations. And that's the kingdom of God, and to the generation. And it's so powerful that even Pastor Brad mentioned Psalm 78, that for us to pass this faith of ours, we'll know, because the history is important, for us to pass this faith of ours to our generation. I'm sad in the fact that the Koreans has the tenacity to be the world church, or a nation to be Christianized with the largest church in the world. But every time I go to the Philippines, there's a lot of new generation of Koreans, and they don't even know the Lord. It was not passed down to them. And even Joshua, we talk about Joshua in conquering the land. Joshua is not a good leader in a sense, because he didn't have a follower, that his successor. Moses, the successor is Joshua, but then after that, he didn't train nobody. See, that's Joshua is a good person and powerful person. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he did. But as far as the generation that will continue, they left the belief of the Lord in that time. But in any rate, the fear of the Lord is no different, right? And even God says, Moses in Exodus 20:20, if you put that, Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." Message says, Moses spoke to the people, "Don't be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear, so that instill a deep and reverent awe within you so that you won't sin." And that's powerful that God has given that to us. And here, this is not Pastor Matt's bed. It's so small. It's for Filipino. No. But it's a table that's, I just cover it so that you will be curious on what it is. of course, the book of Revelation is to unveil or the revealing of that which is hidden. There it is, basically hidden. And there it is, basically, these are witnessing tools, if you will, or materials, if you will, that we use in evangelism. But I saw the tenacity of a man, which is Mike, about witnessing, and I'm encouraged to develop a team called HEAT, H-E-A-T, Harvest Evangelism Activation Team, which now we are gazing to the teachings. Of course, when I started it, I have the ideas of teaching the evangelism explosion material here, the two questionnaire that is powerful, that says, have you come to a saving? Have you come to a place in your spiritual life that if you die tonight, hypothetically, if you die tonight, you know for sure that you're going to heaven? Or is that something that you're working on? Because the Bible says you will know. And this is the greatest news that I can ever tell you. But before I tell you the greatest news, I have to ask you the second question. When you come, when you die tonight and stand before the presence of God, and he will ask you, why should I let you into my heaven? What will you say to him, not to me? And so this powerful questions transition you to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know this. And then I have this bracelet that I give to people and say, hey, can I give you this as a souvenir for meeting a good-looking Filipino tonight? And so they got it. And then, but before I leave, can I explain to you this rainbow color? First of all, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death. But God commended his love. While we yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we are saved through faith, or through grace, through faith. It is the gift of God. And that if you confess Jesus Christ, Romans 10:9-10, that if you confess Jesus Christ as Lord, you'll be saved. So I got that. And then I give them the Bible and all that, with all that. Sometimes, hey, here, we have sold tracts and stuff like that. And sometimes, hey, here, you know, we have the best church in the whole city of Chesapeake. Please come to our church. The best people. I'm bragging about Harvest. We have tall, white, and handsome pastor. Wow. Can you imagine that? And we have the true God. So here, come to Harvest. Wow. And then, of course, with all this, this guy introduced us the way of the master. I don't like it at first. And of course, some of us in the team don't like it because it seems like condemning to people, asking people, you know, have you committed adultery? You know, all that stuff. But I have to readjust. Of all the things that I learned, I have to readjust to this because of the fact that I know now that we have to be united, witnessing together. And with all this stuff, we have to come into the unity of the Spirit in the bond of love and witnessing together. And so we have to be in one accord in sharing the gospel. And so now it's the way of the master that we will embrace. Harvest Evangelism Activation Team will embrace that. Is that okay with you, sir? So that's what we're going to embrace. And I will tell you why, because of the fact that, after all, the way of the master, you cannot go wrong if it's the way of the master. So, praise be to God. That's first. And so this is where I'm going to share with you in a nutshell why I have to choose that for the sake of unity and also in one accord, okay? And when we approach people, of course, we engage with, how you doing? What's your name? So you put a rapport in such a way that you engage in conversation, and then you transition to a spiritual conversation. Have you get one of this? Did you receive one of this or one of those? Okay? And then what is that? That's the Ten Commandments. And then we go from there. I will explain that to you. Okay. So, I mean, people in our community or all over the world, 70%, according to Barna, wants to engage in conversation. As a matter of fact, each and every one of us has that history or story to tell. Whether you like football, basketball, whatever, you work in your job, you tell about your job, right? Or you bought a house and you brag about that. Everything in conversation is there, or the news, or the politics, and whatnot, right? So here it is, where I'm at for the slides. Matthew 1:1, that's important. Matthew 1:1. See, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, this is powerful. Why it's powerful? Because it started in the book of Matthew first, because it tells us that the son of Abraham is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the message of the gospel of salvation. And then you got the son of David, which Samuel told to David that your descendant and your kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah will come. So the lamb and the lion together. So when we share the gospel with this, we're telling about the salvation message. And then we have the kingdom authority and power that Esther learned, sharing the prophetic words and signs and wonders. So both hand in hand, okay, in the book of Acts, will be doing some of the things or the powerful things that the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts will be doing, okay? And of course, you will say, why do I need all this stuff and stuff like that? And you have the Bible. We preach, we tell the story, we have slides, we have different things that we do here just to make sure that you receive the message very well. Yes, of course, we have the Bible. And basically, here in as we go to Christmas, I just want to let you know that this the Word of God is here. But before I do, let's all stand, because I didn't do this the first time, okay? Let's all stand and raise up the Word of God. I'm supposed to do this first, okay? And hold up your Bible or your laptop or your cell phone. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I have what it says that I have. I can do what it says I can do. Tonight, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I'll never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same. Say never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Now turn to your neighbor and says, you look good, but I look better. Why this Christmas? See, Dr. Luke was asked by Theophilus. Theophilus is one of the Christian characters in the Bible, and we don't know much about him except Theo is God, and Phileo is love. So he's a lover of God. And with all the buzz and with all the things that's going on in the city, there's different news that's going on, whether Jesus Christ is the Messiah. All these questions. And so, can you imagine who will believe a virgin birth? And so, all these questions. And so, Luke, saying Theophilus, say, I will make sure, I will give you all the details. Just like here today, in our society today, you have fake news, the COVID shots, all this, what happened to the virus and different things that we heard from the news, which one is correct, which one is right. So, there's a lot of confusion, right? Say, right. But here, Luke says, for the benefit of, because we raise up the Bible, and for the first time, you will hear it, that that's why we believe the Bible is the Word of God and Jesus Christ is God, first of all. And he said, many, Theophilus, Luke says, Luke 1, many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us. So all these things that's happening in the midst of Jerusalem and Israel is being fulfilled, because they read Isaiah and all the book in the Old Testament. And he said, just as they were handed down to us by those from whom the first were eyewitnesses. Witnessing together, these are eyewitnesses. You watch the news, eyewitness news, 5 o'clock, because they were there seeing what's happening before their eyes. And even, who is that? Ruth, right? And Boaz, when he approached it, he gathered the witnesses so that they know that if he got Ruth, there's witnesses to that account that they will not get Ruth again. Or, yeah, he will be married to Ruth. So witnesses is very important. And we are witnesses. As a matter of fact, I have the slide say, BMW, you should be my witness. Amen? Just as we're handed down to us by those who first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. So he investigated all the apostles, even Mary and whoever's there, the others. With this in mind, the 12, the 70s, and the others. With this in mind, since I myself have carefully investigated report, not just commentary, but he investigated everything from the beginning. I too decided to write an orderly, right, account. So when you do accounting, tax season is coming up. Make sure your accounting is, or IRS will go after you, right? See, account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. So the Bible is clearly right here with us today in this generation because of the fact that Luke really investigated carefully with the accounting and everything that he needs to do in orderly manner to say to Theophilus, what you are seeing and I'm going to write and what you're hearing is the fact, is the truth. It's not just a statement of truth, but truly stated as well. Amen? So here it is. We go to our presentation of the gospel with WDJD. The way of the master is four, so that we can easily see that. But I kind of like add one more. Mike, I add one more because it has to be five instead of four. I put G, which is the gospel. You have to make a sale after your presentation of the gospel. Just like if you're a salesman and if you don't get a sale, we went to Williamsburg last weekend, and this guy really believed in his timeshare. And he spread it like that, and I said, you're good. My wife says you're good. No, I'm not good because I didn't make a sale. Right? J-D-G. Okay? So that's why I add G, W-D-J-D-G. Okay? Hallelujah. Those has significant aspect to the gospel. Of course, you're going to go to the class, but I would just want you to see how we will navigate to these things. All right? See, I will give you this one. Oh, wow, it's 7:20 already. Okay. See, when we went to Busch Garden, you know what's a muse means? A is a Latin word for not. Muse is to think. See, when we went there, we have history, you got Busch Garden, and you got the museum. So when you are not thinking, you go to what? Amusement park. Because not, A, muse, not thinking. So they do the thinking for you. That's why you have to pay more. But when you go to museum, you are thinking. And so you pay less. See, muse is to think. See, it's amazing. You learned something tonight. Yeah. Amusement. Okay. So the W says, would you consider yourself a good person? That's the W when we ask people. Because everybody, 99.9% people will say good. After all, November 11, we honor the military, the responders, the doctors, the nurses. I'm not a doctor because I don't have patience. But in any rate, all that, we honor them. They have free meals. You know, Dr. Tim break his record of 12 restaurants to 16 Can you imagine that? He went 16 restaurants. Okay, 16 restaurants. And so we honor them. So they're good people, right? Everybody's good. But that's what they said. Everybody will say, I'm a good person. They will not rebuke that, okay? So you keep the Ten Commandments. This is, right? And then the D will be, do you think you keep the Ten Commandments? This is where we go. Do you think you obey the Ten Commandments or know the Ten Commandments? And then we ask them this question. Have you lied? Okay, have you lied before? Tell a lie? If I tell a lie, what you call me? Of course, a liar. Did you steal something valuable? And then, of course, they say, yeah, I steal. Everybody steals at one point or another. That makes you what? A thief. Have you committed adultery? Or have you looked at a woman to lust in his eyes? The Bible says if you look at the woman to lust or men to lust, it's the same as adultery. Or if you hate a brother or sister, that's already a murderer. So they admit to that, right? And then, what else? Did you use God's name in vain? Oh, the sailors, of course. Yeah? And if you downplay the God who created us, that's blasphemy. So with their own admission, what happened is, their own admission, we don't condemn them. As a matter of fact, the Bible, Jesus says, he that believed not on him is condemned already. No matter what you say, they're condemned already if they don't believe the Lord Jesus Christ. So this question is provoking in the consciousness of their mind to understand that they sin against law. Because the law is good. The law is a schoolmaster. See, as a matter of fact, Jesus don't use the law to Nathanael when he went there. And said, because he has a man who has no guile. And the gospel of grace is there for those who know the law. But those who are prideful, the law is given. Just like if you have a Muslim, LGBT, homosexual, Jew, you know, you don't condemn them or tell them that the lifestyle, but if you, and then you become a thief, an adulterer, and so on. So you violated the Ten Commandments, and that you don't even put them in that category of condemnation because they admit that they do it. And because of your own admission, what happened? Judgment. J. If God were to judge you by the Ten Commandments, you'll be innocent or guilty. Of course, by your own admission, they will say, I'm guilty or not guilty. Whatever they say, it is. If they don't even admit to it, what happened is you're making a God for yourself, and that makes another conviction of the one of the Ten Commandments, do not have no other gods before me. So they're still guilty. And if you stumble in one point, you are guilty of all. James 2:19. So it's there. And of course, destiny. Do you think you will go to heaven or hell? Does this concern you? So they said, I deserve hell. Or maybe God is a loving God. He will not send me to hell. But God is a just God and a loving God, and therefore he must punish sin. So all this is just our way of sharing the gospel. Okay? And then, of course, the gospel of grace. That's why it's five. Because, you know, five is, just like I said to everybody, if you only have four, have five because it creates a balance. After all, I tell them the teacher, pastor, see, that's a ring finger. That's why when you stomp on other toe, you said, by love, because you're a pastor, you love the congregation. You say, I love you first, right? And then you got the tall finger, which is the evangelist, and the prophet points, and the apostle touches everything. And so without this, there's no balance without the teacher. So five, and the gospel of grace, or grace is five, the number five. So gospel of grace, and then we said, repent and turn from your sin and believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Dana said that. Trust, believe, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Basically, trusting is you're sitting in that chair. This is the chair of Jesus you. Right? That's trust. But this is the chair of Jesus Christ. And placing your trust is from that chair to this chair. You're placing your trust in him. Now he becomes the driver seat of your car. That's transferring your faith in Jesus Christ, trusting in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. And they have to repent because you have the consciousness that you sin against God. And that's exactly why I believe this, because my testimony, when I was not saved, I was doing all these things that I thought I'm a good person. Because my mom, my sisters are proud of me because I'm their baby, good-looking boy. And I joined the Navy and I was ignorant and stupid. And yet I graduated in the Navy. They were proud of me. They're giving me a good car, money, credit card. And they're proud of me. I'm a good boy. But I smoke, I drink, I cuss, all that. And every idle word that I speak is F word after another. But those are nothing because I don't know. But one day, somebody says, fornication is a sin. New F word. Fornication is a sin. And that convicted my heart that day. And see, what happened is, Lord, I sin against you. For the first time, I discovered that I was a sinner. Lord, I sin against you. It's the same as adultery. Fornication is the same as adultery. Wow, I sin against you. And that moment, I said, Lord, come into my heart. And he saved me. You know, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. The pastor says, you got the Holy Ghost. I thought Casper is the only ghost. But you got the Holy Ghost. That's how ignorant I was. And for that moment on, the following day, my hatred to the Americans because of all the things that they throw at me, because I can't hardly speak English, and the downplay with me and the prejudice that I received. But that morning, all those can smoke it. I drink. I can't even drink it. Beautiful. I smoke 2 packs of cigarettes. I can smoke it. I drink. I can't even drink it. See, all this. All fear is gone. Just like David, when he sinned against God. Only you, I have sinned. That's what David says when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. He killed Uriah. And he said, I sin against you. Joseph, when he was tempted by Potiphar's wife, he said, if I do this, I will sin against God. See, that's what happened to me. And that's why I said, Mike, I got it now, because this is what will be how we will navigate to evangelism, because I don't want confusion in how we do it, because we're going to go to the other churches, and the other churches will join us, so we have to have unity of the Spirit in the bond of love. Of course, I don't negate the fact that there is kingdom principle, kingdom authority and power, that in this kingdom authority and power, we has to heal the sick, cast out demons and all that. That's the other part, because you got the Lamb of God and the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So those both are coming into play. But as far as navigating to our city and other churches that will join us once we establish this, then here it is. Okay? Here it is. That's what we will navigate as far as Harvest Evangelism Team. And I hope you will embrace that, and the Lord willing, you will come and join us. And we know that this is so powerful that over there in Sunrise, that's our fishing hole. We do communion over there. That's powerful. And of course, I set up a trailer that we can baptize people in the street as well when the time comes. So we have baptism. My time is over. But praise be to God, and if you're watching by television and those questions that I have in your mind, then repent. My testimony really resonates in your spirit and your mind, then repent. I don't even ask people to close their eyes and bow their heads, because if you mean it, you have to turn from your sin and ask God to come into your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I sin against you. I know you rose from the dead. And I'm a sinner, and I want to receive you in my heart. And if you've done that, God will save you. Amen? Wherever you are, before you sleep tonight, accept that reality that Jesus Christ died in your sin, especially this Christmas. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that if you believe in him, if you put your name in it, for God so loved Charger, that Charger believe in him, Charger will not perish, but will have eternal life. And if you put your name in there, you will have eternal life. And these things are written that you may know, K-N-O-W, that you have eternal life. And when the day of judgment come, you know for sure that God will receive you because he paid the price for your sin and my sin. Amen? Father, thank you, Lord God, for tonight. I bless your people and I bless those who are watching me right now. Come into their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.